Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. North Korean soldiers fighting for Russia in Ukraine.
South Korea's National Intelligence Service reported that in recent weeks, approximately 1,500 North Korean soldiers were transported to Russia, releasing satellite images they say show those North Korean troops at Russian military bases. And they're estimating in all up to 12,000 soldiers will be sent, though Russia denies this.
ABC's Inez de la Cutera. An investigation is underway following the online leak of purported intelligence documents that appear to show a possible plan for Israel to carry out a retaliatory strike on Iran. Campaigning in a Philadelphia suburb on Sunday, former President Trump manned the fry station at a McDonald's, answering questions through a drive-through window. In Georgia, Vice President Harris summoned black churchgoers to turn out at the polls. She got an assist from Stevie Wonder, who rallied congregants with a cover of Bob Marley's Redemption Song. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Meet Brian. He just got $5,000, and it was pretty easy. I'll tell you how in 10 seconds. Brian needed cash help. After being rejected by banks, he tried 27cash.com. Told them how much he needed, even let them know he had bad credit. In minutes, 27cash.com found a lender who deposited $5,000 into his bank account the very next day. If you need cash help, even if you have bad credit, go to 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We need cash help.
We should go to 57cash.com.
With our bad credit?
57cash.com helps all credit types. They partner with over 100 lenders to help even people with bad credit get approved for up to $10,000. And cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
Wow.
When you need cash help, go to 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange, Friday milk markets were lower, November down 23 to 21.23, December down 17 to 21.32, January down 4 to 20.75, February down 6 at 2020. Cheese markets were steady, barrels at 201, 40-pound blocks at 192.5, no trades on the day. Cash butter down 2 to 266, one trade on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk up 2 to 138, 12 trades on the day. Dry whey up 3 quarters to 60.25, 6 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moving mostly higher on the day as the cattle markets saw cash markets at least steady to slightly higher. That helped to continue with fundamental support as the commercial buyers jumped back into the market. Hog markets mostly higher. Pork cutout values were up a dollar. That helped to support the market. October live cattle up a dollar to 187.62. October feeder cattle up a dollar 60 to 248.32. December hogs up 15 cents to 77.82. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets mostly lower again. The harvest continues to roll along, and that harvest pressure continued along with additional pressure from a big drop in the wheat markets. Soybean futures also were mostly lower as the dry weather helps with the harvest. South American planting will also continue to roll forward as moisture levels catch up with the recent pattern shift. And wheat markets mostly lower as rain in the plains is expected to boost a winter wheat emergence. Also, Black Sea area seedings should play catch up as well with expected rain. And at Matif, wheat was sharply lower, as well as the dollar fading from their highs. December corn down 2 to 404 and 3 quarters. November beans down 18 and 3 quarters to 970. December wheat down 16 and 3 quarters to 572 and 3 quarters. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, We can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 335 at December 340, January 340, new crop 25, 375. Cash beans 885 at December 891, January 896, new crop 25, 930. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 334 and 3 quarters, November 344 and 3 quarters, December 354 and 3 quarters, January at 366. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 353, December 370, January 379. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn at 349, November 349, cash beans 895, January 897. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 355, new crop 25, 385. Cash beans 870, new crop 25, 930. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 365, November 365, April 402, new crop 25, 409. Cash beans 927, November 930, April 977, and new crop 25, 962. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 352, new crop, or January rather, 358. Cash beans 901, January 904. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 177 to 193, Holstein fed cattle 158 to 178, market cows 105 to 128, bulls 127 to 162, calves 300 to 960, beef steers 130 to 385, Holstein steers 152 to 305, sheep markets, market lambs 180 and down, light lambs 210 and down, ewes 115 and down, rams 100 and down, goat markets, does and bucks 185 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 844-53-BIBLE. That's 844-53-BIBLE, 844-53-BIBLE.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be another warm one today. Partly cloudy, 83 our high this afternoon. Tonight, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, 76. On Wednesday, sunny and a lot cooler with a high on Wednesday of only 55. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
At a room on a strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots. She's gone country. A new kind of suit. She's gone country. Here she comes. Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out. out in the village. He's been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. 'Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than Dylan. I hear down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, here he comes. To LA, but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. It shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes.
Heart is on the mend. I'll be alright, it's safe to say. 'Cause just like your love, this is only a phase. Well, I've been down this road a time or two. It's nothing. Taking second to a good book and a nice long bath. I must admit, it threw me at first, but I'm convinced I'm over the worst. Oh, I've been down this road a time or two. It's nothing. I'll get on my feet and over you.
Looks like you've got another bite of your country favorites. Real Country 1430.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN Lone Star and Come Crying to Me here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the low to mid 50s today. It's going to feel like August today, and we'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, Mike Davis in our newsmaker segment. Recent study on tariffs and how they may not be very good for the economy. That just came out. Mike's going to have more on that here coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Jerry Bear and Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear and Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The Potato Expo is coming up soon, and the registration deadline is just around the corner. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The November 1st deadline for the Potato Expo in Orlando, Florida is fast approaching. National Potato Council Vice President Holly Alexander says this year's Potato Expo promises to be a good one.
We're excited to be back in Orlando. We haven't been there for a number of years, and we are definitely looking forward to bringing everybody back together again, all under one roof.
Alexander says the venue has everything they need for the expo and more.
We can do everything within the Orlando World Center Marriott, all the convention space, meeting space, restaurants, tons of rooms, and some other activities there too, like golfing that we haven't had before at events. So we're definitely hoping to keep building upon the momentum that we had from Austin last year.
The November 1st early bird deadline is coming up quickly.
All the information's on our website at potato-expo.com. After November 1st, we do have a price increase. We'll take registrations all the way up until the day of the show, but might as well save if you know you're going to come.
Potato Expo 2025 will be held January 9th and 10th at the Orlando World Center Marriott in Orlando, Florida. Now, if you would like more information on the Potato Expo, information and registration can be found at potato-expo.com. That's potato-expo.com. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor.
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be another warm one today, partly cloudy, 83 our high this afternoon. Tonight, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, 76. On Wednesday, sunny and a lot cooler with a high on Wednesday of only 55. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It's
Strange to hear your voice. I did not expect for you to call. You wonder how I'm doing, how I'm holding up since you did me wrong. Well, how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well now, wait 1 minute, I failed to mention those tears I cry are tears of joy. Because it was no fun there under your thumb. And now that we're done, I'm getting right every night with every single, every loving girl inside. So how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. All right. Sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well, I don't know what you were thinking, running round on me. Now you say you're sorry. Well, honey, I agree. So, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Girl, don't lie, you know you cry, 'cause you know how good it used to be. Yeah, tell me, does the thought of losing my true love make it hard to sleep? Baby, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Yeah, how are you doing now that you know how I'm doing since you did what you done to me?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Dirks Bentley, how am I doing here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning? Temperatures low to mid-50s, 80s today. Details with our ag weather forecast here coming up. Well, the federal government has approved disaster relief assistance for growers in lower Michigan after devastating weather-related crop losses of 75% or more of the sweet cherry crop. Wow. It's been the largest fruit disaster, according to Ellen Stemmel, general manager of Lanahue Fruit Company in Sutton's Bay, Michigan. He says, we saw poor quality that was unprecedented in the history of growing sweet cherries in northern Michigan. The issue with Michigan's 2024 sweet cherry crop, rain, and too much of it. They received a rainfall in the average of every 2.5 to 3 days in May to June. That led to problems with pests and other issues. Wow, though, lost 75% of the sweet cherry crop in Michigan. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. The fallout continues from the closure of Pure Prairie Poultry after farmers scrambled last week to find new homes for hundreds of thousands of chickens without feed. Now the focus will turn to the financial ramifications of that bankruptcy. I'll have more after this. Matt Baker, Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant from Ekron, Kentucky, joined me on Agronomy for Your Acres to discuss harvest progress in his part of the Commonwealth and how farmers are preparing for 2025.
We're probably 60 to 70% done with our corn harvest. Corn yields, a lot of my customers, I think, are pleasantly surprised with their corn yields. They're slightly above average or above expectations. Our soybean harvest is probably 40 to 50% complete. Soybean yields are good, but not anything to write home about.
What's on growers' minds as you talk to them in the combine?
We're talking fall fertility. We've started picking up our grid sampling quite a bit. When we grid sample a field, we will break it up into 5-acre grids. It gives us a higher detailed view of how fertility and pH and all of these factors vary in a field. It gives us a much higher and much more precise idea of what's happening and how things are varying in the field, and helps us unlock some nutrients also that are either lacking or tied up, and allows us to correct those.
You can learn more about improving your fertility plans at NutrientAgSolutions.com. Pure Prairie Poultry was once seen as a promising new player in the Midwest's poultry industry. Headquartered in Minnesota, the company operated a major processing plant in Charles City, Iowa, and raised chickens through contract growers in Iowa, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. Back in 2022, Pure Prairie received a significant financial boost, securing $45 million in taxpayer-backed loan guarantees. Now, these funds were intended to help the company expand operations and increase capacity at their Iowa facility. However, by late September of this year, the company declared bankruptcy, leaving contract growers in all three states facing a crisis. Pure Prairie abruptly stopped paying for feed and other expenses, leaving farmers with hundreds of thousands of chickens and no support. The situation worsened when the company's bankruptcy plan was dismissed by a court due to objections from creditors, leading to the sudden closure of their processing facility. Brianna Patz, a University of Wisconsin student who helped coordinate efforts to find homes for many of the abandoned chickens, reflected on the urgency of the situation, saying, quote, "We saw growers desperate to feed their birds and no relief in sight. Our goal was to make sure the chickens could still be used rather than wasted." In Iowa, state officials stepped in, taking temporary custody of more than a million chickens, ensuring they were fed while looking for potential buyers. However, in Wisconsin and Minnesota, the situation was much more dire. Farmers had no legal resource and had to bear the financial burden of feeding the birds themselves, with some costing as much as $20,000 a week. Many farmers turned to social media to give away chickens, hoping to avoid having to euthanize their flocks. Brian Winnikins of WRDN Radio in Wisconsin summed up the frustration, saying, quote, "The situation has left farmers with no support and massive financial losses. With no clear path forward, both state and federal agencies are being urged to address gaps in support for poultry growers and to reassess the oversight of loan guarantees like those given to Pure Prairie Poultry. I'll have more when we return."
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Hey everybody, it's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
The situation at Pure Prairie Poultry serves as a critical reminder for everyone in agriculture to carefully consider their business relationships and the risks involved when relying on a single processor or buyer. The sudden collapse of this poultry operation highlights the importance of vigilance in managing counterparty risk. While farmers are resilient, the loss of a major business partner can stress any operation. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
If you really want to know, she comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. On a straight tequila night, she'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night, she'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man.
Joe Mondovi Buffaloes.
From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antone. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antone. Amarillo's where I'll be. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's where I'll be.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The majority of Wisconsin is experiencing abnormally dry to severe drought conditions, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. When I look at the weather maps for the next 2 weeks, I was struck by how dry it's supposed to be, according to Wisconsin State Climatologist Steve Varvas. Even with the strong cold front over the weekend, which often brings rainfall when you have that big of a temperature change, it looks like a pretty dry front. While dry, warm weather has been beneficial for harvest progress, Varvas thinks conditions could become too much of a good thing. If we don't get rain pretty soon, we're going to start being a bit concerned about soil moisture going into next year's growing season. Once you get into late fall and winter, whatever the soil moisture is in place at that point locks in, and that's what you're stuck with for the spring planting. USDA has finally made a statement on the situation with Pure Prairie poultry. USDA says they've been made aware of the situation involving the growers in Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin under contract with Pure Prairie Poultry. We're in close contract with the Departments of Agriculture for each state to provide support for growers who relied on this market under state indemnity programs or through USDA's statutorily mandated poultry trust established by the Packers and Stockyards Act. USDA is encouraging those producers to reach out to their respective state departments of agriculture to make use of the resources if available, otherwise file a written notice of claim through USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service. At the same time, the number of producers who relied on the market underscores the need to explore how the facility might continue with a return to profitability, which USDA will continue to assist within conjunction with the company and its partners. USDA gave Pure Prairie Poultry over $46 million in loans and grants to restart a processing plant in Iowa. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden, along with Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, are all looking at the possibility of investigating USDA's loan to Pure Prairie Poultry. USDA has announced an additional $250 million in automatic payments for distressed, direct, and guaranteed farm loan borrowers under Section 22006 of the Inflation Reduction Act. With the assistance, more than 4,600 producers across the country will see another production season, said Zach Ducheneau, Farm Service Agency Administrator. Some 4,650 financially distressed farmers who owe money on USDA direct and guaranteed loans will share $250 million in payments from the government. USDA said it had provided roughly $2.4 billion in assistance, including that announced last week, to 43,900 distressed borrowers with funding from the 2022 Climate, Health Care, and Tax Law. The new round of money will go to borrowers who did not receive assistance previously. It would split into $235 million for delinquent loans and $15 million for borrowers with shared appreciation agreements on their guaranteed loans. The International Fresh Produce Association and nine co-plaintiffs have filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Labor's new rules. The Department of Labor is exacerbating an already enormously challenging labor crisis for growers and agriculture workers across the country. The lawsuit challenges the unauthorized process through which the Department of Labor passed a rule and the unlawful and unconstitutional impacts it has on American agricultural employers, said IFPA CEO Kathy Burns. The lawsuit, filed in the Southern District of Mississippi with representation, requests a permanent injunction on the Department of Labor's improving protection for workers in temporary agricultural employment in the United States. In August, the court in Kansas versus the U.S. Department of Labor, a similar case in the 11th Circuit brought by 17 state attorneys general, the Georgia Fruit and Vegetables Growers Association, and Miles Berry Farm, found the rule unconstitutional and enjoined Department of Labor from enforcing it within those 17 states. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be another warm one today, partly cloudy, 83 our high this afternoon. Tonight, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, 76. On Wednesday, sunny and a lot cooler with a high on Wednesday of only 55. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and a
Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. Oh, brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage, and you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'll brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Profit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill, losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna feel an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen.